Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Today's episode is going to be a look at one way work campers can help people have fun and make memories. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. Today's episode features an interview with three people from Adventureland Resort near Des Moines, Iowa. Adventureland is a family-owned and operated theme park that provides more than 100 rides, shows, and attractions. It offers everything from roller coasters and kiddie rides to a full-size water park and live entertainment. It also has a campground, several retail stores, as well as food service options. Adventureland hires lots of work campers every year for a variety of positions. In retail, work campers check out customers and stock merchandise. They assist in operating rides and run some of the games. They also work as cooks, food prep workers, and servers. Some specialized jobs include lifeguards and first aid professionals. Bree Forrest is the human resources coordinator who hires all of the work campers. She is joined by two people who spent the summer working at Adventureland. They are Sherry Hicks and Lou Ext. Bree describes all the jobs work campers can perform, and she outlines the perks and benefits of working at the park. Sherry and Lou describe their experience working various jobs at Adventureland. We did have a technical challenge with this interview, as everyone was using a speakerphone, so it may sound a bit different from other episodes, but the information is still valuable for people looking for a fun way to spend their summers helping others to have a great time. So please welcome Bree Forrest, Sherry Hicks, and Lou Ext to the show. Thanks for joining us today, Bree. I really appreciate it. I understand that you work for Adventureland, which is out in Iowa Corn Country. Can you tell us a little bit about the company?
So Adventureland Resort was founded in the 70s with an amusement park and a hotel. We have quickly grown and added attractions. We also have a campground on property, as well as a newer water park. So we have a little bit for everyone in the family, and we really cater to those families who want to get out of their comfort zone and to have a little bit of fun.
So when we're talking amusement park, we're talking almost like Disneyland, right? Lots of things for people to do. What kinds of things can people do at Adventureland?
We have all sorts of things at Adventureland. So we have retail shops, we have games areas, we have over 100 rides and attractions, from roller coasters to kiddie rides, as well as 7 different food stands areas, which have multiple different food stands within that area. As well as a water park with many water amenities, including water slides, lazy river, wave pool, and so much more.
It sounds like an operation that big requires a lot of work campers.
It sure does.
What are some of the things that
they
do?
Our work campers work in the retail department. They work in rides, games, and food. Our retail is typically just checking guests in and out of the retail stand, stocking merchandise from stuffed animals, shirts, little knickknacks, to we have a candy store that they could purchase items from. Foods areas are going to be cooking, prepping food, serving food, taking orders, checking people out on the cash register. Rides team members work on any given ride from kiddie rides to roller coasters, being either the assistant or the operator. And then the games team members work in the little carnival games areas where they're trying to get families and people to come over and play their game for additional money to win big prizes.
So those would be like midway games that we would see at state fairs and things like that. The pop the balloons and throw the rings around the bottles, that type of game?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. So that's a plenty of variety of things for people to do. Do you have any specific qualifications for folks to work at these jobs?
You know, we're just looking for happy people who are wanting to work a summer position, who would like to make a stop in Iowa.
Okay. And when is the amusement park open?
So we open for weekends in April, and we open full-time right around Memorial Day. And then we go back to weekends at the end of August through the end of September.
Okay. So you're almost wrapping up here in a couple of weeks.
We sure are.
Okay. Very good. So there are no specific qualifications. People don't need a degree in ride management to be able to get guests comfortable in the ride and get it started?
Not at all. Mm-hmm. We're just looking for people who can communicate effectively with guests, exemplify happiness and joy, and trying to make our guests experience the best it can be when they're working.
Okay, very good. What kinds of things do you expect from the work campers? Are there any traits that you really would hope that they would have when they apply, besides being happy?
We're really looking for people who can show up to work on time and be there ready to work, people who can, ready to learn new jobs every day, depending on if they're in a different food stand or if they're on a different ride, as well as being able to lift a certain amount depending on what position they're working on. And there's other qualifications that I might not be thinking of right off the top of my head today, but typically we're just looking for anybody who would like a summer job in the middle of Iowa.
In the middle of Iowa. Very good. Do you hire people who have specialized skills? Like, for example, I noticed you said you do a water park. Do you hire people who are trained as lifeguards or as emergency medical technicians?
We sure do. Typically, first-year work campers go to the four departments we've already discussed, but we do have first aid employees on property as well as lifeguards. And if they do have those qualifications, we would certainly be happy to talk to them about those positions.
I understand you have two work campers with you today who have been with Adventureland all summer long. The first one is Sherry Hicks. And Sherry, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you've been doing at Adventureland?
Okay. Hi, this is Sherry, and I've worked in the retail department for the last two seasons. What I like about working here is the great location. We're close to the city of Des Moines. There's lots of fun stuff you can do on your spare time and your time off. There's lots of restaurants, which are in walking distance. There's stores that you can go to. There's a Walmart, dog groomers, all kinds of festivals and things, and the state fair that happens every year, which is fun for everybody. We also get some area discounts, which is nice, a perk for our employees here. We've also had the pleasure of working with people from all around the world, which has been really nice. We've improved our social skills. I know I have. And I've been cross-training in a few different areas in the last two seasons, which has been really beneficial as I've become more well-rounded and wear different hats here.
Super. So when you're cross-training, that means that you're training yourself or being trained to do multiple jobs. Is it all within retail, or do you wind up on rides someday and on retail other days, or in food service another day?
No, sometimes more departments are busier than others, and we can obtain extra hours by working in different departments.
Okay, very good. So what's a typical day look like for you then, working in retail? I'm assuming that you show up before the park opens and get the store ready, but after that, then what?
We do, and then we find out which location we're going to be at. We never know. It's a surprise every day. I could be doing anything with renting tubes for the Lazy River and the water park, to selling candy at the train station, to working in our clothing and souvenir shop.
And how many hours a week do you typically work?
I typically work at least 40 hours a week.
Wow. So it is really full time for you.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun. It's our second year. We can't wait to come back next year. The only thing that I could recommend for anybody considering work camping here is bring your smile and be sure and bring a jacket and bring your bathing suit because the weather conditions are all crazy here. we never know if it's going to snow or be 108.
I grew up in Wisconsin, so I know very well that you could be wearing a parka one day and need your bathing suit the next.
Right.
Yeah, super. So when you say weed, are you work camping with a family member or somebody else, a friend?
I work camp with my daughter.
Okay.
Yeah, I work with my daughter, and she's 20, and this is her second year here, too, also. And we share an RV together, and we live in the campground.
Well, that's neat. Does she also work in retail, or does she work in a different department?
No, she works in the foods department and really enjoys it.
Oh, very nice. And how long have you been RVing?
This is just my second year, so this was my very first work camping job.
Oh, okay. Nice. Very good. And then the other employee that is with you today is Lou X. And Lou, how long have you been at Adventureland?
Well, I've been working for Adventureland for 6 years and started out as a rides assistant and rides operator and now one of the managers. Basically, when we started work camping about 6 years ago, this would be my wife and I, we came to Adventureland on a recommendation from someone we worked with at another work camping gig, happened to be Amazon. And we thought, well, we'll try it for a summer. And, well, we just fell in love with the place. It's just so much fun to work here at the amusement park. And there's so much going on in Des Moines that there's never a dull moment. There's just many cultural things to do. And so we just really fell in love with the area as well.
I would imagine that it'd be kind of refreshing to show up at work just to help people have fun.
Oh, absolutely. Not a day goes by here that that isn't a joy. You know, there's always good days and bad, but it is by far the funnest job I've ever had. I've always I've mentioned to many folks that I would consider doing something different for the summer when this starts feeling like a job, but it hasn't yet.
That's neat. And so as a rides manager, are you assigned to a particular ride or do you float around all the attractions?
I do a lot of floating around. Typically my day starts where I'm probably one of the managers helping you to check in rides employees, which just involves them stopping by the rides desk so we know they're here and confirming what their ride assignment is for the day. Our normal scheduling allows for a weekly rotation in our department. Most departments offer some sort of rotation so you're not in the exact same assignment day in and day out. And it's one of the things that really keeps things interesting here at Adventureland.
I would think that would be really nice to be able to go from a kiddie ride to a roller coaster. It's a different group of people, different kind of ride, different atmosphere in general. That would make it a lot interesting.
You are exactly right. For every rides employee that just loves kiddie rides is another one that isn't all that fond, but it's never for very long before you're on to another ride, and it just always gives you something to look forward to.
Super. Will you be coming back next year?
For sure. My wife and I have already discussed it, and as I mentioned, we just love it here, and so we will be back next year.
What's next for the winter? Are you heading back home, or do you get another job?
We're going to be avoiding the snow line and heading to Arizona for the winter. Maybe pick up a little part-time work there, but typically winter is our kickback time, and pick up as many hours as we can during the summer here.
I can imagine. And the plenty of things to do. The park is normally open from, what, 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. or 10 p.m.?
Well, it varies a little bit. As the season progresses, we're open longer hours into the evening. Right now, we're on weekends only, so it's a much shorter park schedule. But for most folks, it's a half-day shift. And that usually is for 6 days a week. And then once we reach the shoulder of the season like we are now, it's weekends only. So you have all week to go out and explore. If you wanted to attend a show or a ball game, there's plenty of that going on in Des Moines.
Super. Do you have any advice on what people can do to become work campers or what they should do to make it a better experience?
Well, one of the things that my wife and I learned early on when we became work campers is, you know, most of the work camping jobs, like Adventureland, are seasonal. And so, you know, you really are playing the role of someone that's there just for so many months out of the year. And for a lot of work campers, it's a difficult adjustment from, say, being a manager or owner or, you know, kind of a more of a position of authority. And so my advice would just be to stay flexible and kind of go with the flow. It's one of the things that does make it enjoyable is there's not a lot to stress about. You know, as a work camper, even as a ride, one of the rides managers, I don't have a whole lot of decisions to make day in and day out. Bree takes care of a lot of that. You know, it really means that it's a fun thing to do. And so as long as you keep that in mind, that most of the big decisions are already made for you, and just enjoy what there is in front of you, it can be a whole lot of fun.
Very good. Thank you so much. I have another last question for Bree, if I could. When can people start applying for next year?
So I put up the application about a week ago. So the applications are ready to go and they can start signing up. And then I will be in contact with them to either set up a in-person interview at one of the three places that we will be going to, or we can interview over the phone.
And what time, when will you start making those hiring decisions?
So we will start hiring in October for the 2020 season.
Oh, wow, that's quick. So you don't waste any time. Yeah, so people can really secure a job now and have, just show up in the middle of May and be ready to rock and roll.
They sure can.
Super. And if people wanted more information about the experiences that are available or the opportunities that are available at Adventureland, where could they get more information?
We have an employer's page on the Work Camper News website, as well as our own website at adventurelandresort.com under the employment tab. And then my contact information is on those pages, as well as them being able to email or call me. That way I can send them our 2020 Work Camper brochure.
Very good. Well, thank you, folks, for joining me today. I really appreciate it, and I wish you the best of luck in the remaining days of this summer season and more luck next year for the busy time in 2020.
Well, thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
I've often said that if I wasn't doing what I was doing right now, I would work at a campground. That also applies to amusement parks. I think it would be tremendously rewarding to help people have a good time and make memories of their own. Working at places like Adventureland must be a lot of fun too. People are on vacation, they're happy, eager to have a good time, and to enjoy an adventure. I worked at an amusement park one summer outside of Minneapolis, and that certainly was an interesting experience. I'd like to thank Bree Forrest, Sherry Hicks, and Lou X to the show. I'd like to thank Bree Forrest, Sherry Hicks, and Lou X for coming onto the show. It was interesting to hear about the Adventureland experience from their perspective. This would be an excellent summer job for families with teenagers who are looking for more opportunities to socialize with people their own age. Mom, Dad, and the teens can work helping others have fun and enjoy the park amenities themselves. Adventureland is hiring work campers right now for the 2020 season, so be sure to check out their listings on Work Camper News or check out the employment tab at adventurelandresort.com. Work Camper News enjoys a special relationship with the folks at Adventureland. Steve Anderson, the owner of Work Camper News, was first introduced to the concept of work camping when he held the human resources director position at Adventureland many years ago. It's a fun, family-owned business, and I'd encourage everyone to check it out today. Whether it's running a business or from your RV or working short-term jobs for a variety of employers, WorkCamper News can give you the information you need to help plan a course to live your dream and get you on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. This episode was sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know about how to fix 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, be sure to visit www.nrvta.com. That's all we have for today's show. On Thursday, we'll be chatting with a woman who lost her husband and decided she didn't want to be sitting around her house all day by herself. So she started work camping and has never stopped. Thank you for listening. We'll see you Thursday for the next episode of The Work Camper Show.